Welcome back to The Night Side. Is everyone familiar with Beyond Meat? Have you tried? I've tried the burgers. I haven't really tried anything else. Beyond Meat, Inc. said today it has formed a joint venture with PepsiCo, Inc. to develop and sell snacks and beverages made from plant-based protein, sending shares of the faux meat maker to an 18-month high. The deal was the latest in a run of marketing successes for Beyond Meat, which include a distribution deal with Walmart, partnerships with restaurants including Taco Bell, KFC, and Starbucks. The company's burger patties and sausages have been among the leaders in the surge in interest in plant-based alternatives over the past 2 years as consumers worried about their health, animal welfare, and food safety. And I will add to that, having had the Beyond Meat burgers, I think it's really catching on for people because these burgers really feel like, look like meat or beef or a regular burger, which other sort of plant-based burgers have not done before. Joining us to talk about this, Leanne Phillipson, nutritionist at SproutRight.com, host of the Eat This podcast. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always great to have you. And I'm trying to now think ahead. What would Leanne say? So Beyond Meat, I mean, look, it's good that we look for alternatives sometimes.
Yes.
But I'm not convinced that you are going to love Beyond Meat because I imagine there's lots of additives and junk that they put in. Is there?
Well, anything that has a really long ingredient list, you know that there's been a lot of effort to try and make up for it not tasting so great.
Right.
So they have to add stuff in. I know that they've really tried with this particular product to make it as meat-like as possible, which for some plant-based eaters, that's a complete turnoff for them. And other people think, oh, well, I think this time instead of a regular burger, I'll have a Beyond Meat burger because they say that it's better for me to be plant-based every now and then or follow the Meatless Monday thing. So in this case, I mean, the situation with PepsiCo and Beyond Meat, you know, in this partnership, as they call this, a joint venture maybe even, then, I mean, it's a win-win for each company. Beyond Meat, a lot of their marketing efforts have been fairly nominal spend with really using social media a lot. And then you have this huge giant of PepsiCo that jumps in and they want to get on the plant-based bandwagon as well. So that's what I mean by when I say that it's a win-win for both parties, because they both want a bit of what the other one has, from distribution and, you know, the PepsiCo company for the Beyond Meat product, as well as, you know, Pepsi wants to get into the healthier bracket, let's say, which I always kind of chuckle at, because it's like, you know what, just stay in your lane.
Yeah, well, and I guess, look, it's trying to pivot because people aren't drinking pop the way they used to. They might be drinking more soda in the U.S., but I feel like people are not drinking as much pop here as they used to. And when I think about Beyond Meat and plant-based stuff and snacks and beverages, I don't even know what we're talking about here. Like, what beverage is, I'm not even sure what we're talking about. I don't know what to expect with this.
No, I really don't either, but just so that you can maybe start to think outside of the box. So Starbucks and PepsiCo, they partnered for their ready-to-go coffee beverages. So if you go, I don't know, into a convenience store, a corner store, and you pick up one of those coffee ready-to-go in the bottle Starbucks, well, that has PepsiCo behind it.
Okay.
So it might be that they're thinking along the same lines of, well, I mean, I can't even imagine what a plant-based drink would be because I can't imagine that a Pepsi or a pop is not, but they're obviously going to come up with something, or they've obviously got some sort of ideas, or they're just getting our hopes up or some people's hopes up, thinking, huh, yeah, this sounds good because it's all plant-based. This is the trend right now, so it's going to make us some more money. And then they'll have those sort of people jump on this bandwagon. So I don't know. I guess it's kind of a watch this space, or don't, because who cares? I don't know. It's like one of those things.
I'm picturing Beyond Meat beef jerky, pepperoni sticks. Oh. I don't know. Is it possible?
You know what? I don't know. I guess they could take it and dehydrate it, but I kind of feel like that's where it started anyway. So what are they doing taking it backwards?
Right.
You know, sometimes you just shake your head and you just think it's money. Money is the bottom line under these things, is how can we just become an even larger corporation, an even larger company? I would love to think that underneath all of this is that they are genuinely thinking, yeah, we would like to make the experience for a customer better. We would like to make a healthier option. I might be a little too cynical on this front, but really, you know, we're talking about PepsiCo here and all of the similar companies that have done this. It's, I don't know, you know, like I think Nestle did something a little while ago. They've got some plant-based something. Everybody just wants to get on the bandwagon so that they're not missing out on the income stream.
Have you tried any of the Beyond Meat products?
Yes, I did, actually. We, years ago with Jerry Agar, a burger lover, then we did a burger challenge and had everybody test out some meat burgers and then also some plant-based burgers. And the Beyond Meat burger did actually win with the group of people that we had testing them out. And it was really good. I know after that, Jerry went on to try, I think, was it sausage that you could get from Tim's at the time? And he said, nope, been there, done that, never need to do it again. I didn't go that far. I think the feedback was it was extremely salty, and you might as well have the real thing at that point. So
here's the thing. I'm okay with eating meat, and so I've had the Beyond Meat burgers and I don't mind them, but it's not like I have an ethical issue with eating meat, so no. I'll always go for the Beyond Meat burger. Was it better than a regular burger? Probably not, but I guess it depends on what your motivation is to eat something plant-based.
Absolutely, exactly right. And for people that do eat, I don't know, a lot of burgers or a lot of red meat, then sure, it's always good to change things up and to have something that's plant-based. If you really feel the need to swap a burger for a burger, it's the perfect solution because you just happen to fancy a burger or whatever. But otherwise, just go and have, you know, a plant-based meal of some description with all the vegetables and all the plants and some beans and some rice or some quinoa or, you know, something that I would tell most people to go and have if you want to have a plant-based something. So, like you said, it really is what's your motivation.
Right, because you can actually have a plant-based meal with no fake meat involved. Like, you can just have a plant-based meal, and it can actually
be good. Yeah, you could really just step right outside the box and just go for a whole bunch of vegetables and a vegan meal that has lots of mushrooms in it, because they taste a lot like meat too, depending on what you do with
them.
There's all sorts of ways, right?
The original plant-based meal that people don't even realize is a plant-based meal.
Right.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
All right, Leanne, thanks so much for this. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure as always. Thanks.
Take care. Leanne Phillipson, nutritionist at SpreadRight.com, host of the Eat This podcast. You're listening to The Night Side.